It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hey, good evening, everybody, from Pawnee and 16 to Brown. Fall next minor conference game here tonight. Fall City Sacred Heart Irish on the road, taking on the Pawnee City Indians here tonight. We'll have a girl-boy doubleheader coming up for you here. So we invite you to stay tuned for that coming up here in just a few minutes with the girls game tonight. Let's go ahead and we will take a look at the first starters for the visitors for Fall City Sacred Heart tonight and Coach Luke Sando. He'll go with a regular five, and that will include a 5'5" junior, Avery Santo. A 5'6" sophomore, Dorothy Krause. 5'6" junior, Daisy Witt. 5'9" senior, Gentry Lechtenberg. And 5'9" sophomore, Hallie Jones. Avery Santo, Dorothy Krause, Daisy Witt, Gentry Lechtenberg, and Hallie Jones. Your starting five tonight for the Irish. For the Pawnee City Indians, tonight, and Coach Tim Clark, his starting five will include 5'3" senior Kara Pierce, 5'7" sophomore Emilise Gatula, 5'5" sophomore Kinsley Benson, 5'6" senior Cameron Ottersberg, and Addie Sisko is a 6'1" sophomore. Kara Pierce, Emilise Gatula, Kinsley Benson, Cameron Ottersberg, and Addie Sisko, your starters tonight for the home team, the Pawnee City Indians. They are 4-9 on the year. Sacred Heart comes in here 14-2 on the season, ranked number 2 in Class D2. So the team that are out here warming up. They got a soup supper going on, so we got all kinds of activity going on here tonight at Pawnee City High School. And also, we've got, just lots of basketball going on here, Pawnee City and Sacred Heart. So they're going to get them warmed up here, introductions and all that. While they're doing that, we'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with more pregame and the tip-off coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Thinking about your health? Have you put on a few extra pounds or felt a bit tired? It's a new year and a short drive to Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska. Start the year off right with a wellness check at Family Medicine Clinic. Our trusted and compassionate providers will work with you in all aspects of your health. An annual checkup and preventative services could make the difference. Call Family Medicine at 402-245-4475 for a wellness check. Here's to a happy and healthy year.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, we welcome you back here to Pawnee City. Oh, that's sweet. I got the teams over here with their benches getting ready to go here tonight. See what else we got here as far as pregame festivities this evening. Probably have a national anthem and all that stuff here. Got a lot going on. Soup suppers and basketball and wrestling last night. Big tournament tomorrow. A bunch of the youngsters are taking part in, so they've got a busy weekend here at the Pawnee City School. All right. Here's the national anthem. We'll take one more 2-minute break and be back with the tip off on Sunny 101.3.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And once again, we welcome you back here to Pawnee City High School. We've got the Irish introduced, and now they're going to introduce the Pawnee City Indians, the home team here tonight. We get set to get this basketball action underway here. Sagan Hart on the road, dressed in black tonight. Pawnee City, traditional white with red. Get ready to roll here. Coach of the Lady Indians, Tim Cluck. Emily Aganoff, assistant, along with Brian Roddinghouse. Luke Sandel, the head coach of the Irish. Adam Sando is his assistant, along with his other help, other assistants, Holly Westengard and Paige Vitosh. And, okay, they're now ready. Pawnee City gets out on the floor first. Addie Sisko, a 6'1 sophomore, will jump it up against Gentry Lechtenberg, a 5'9 senior for the Irish. Sagan Hart will go left to right toward the west bucket here in the first quarter. Pawnee City headed east toward the soup supper. Official checks. Pointing to the girls, telling them which way they're going. It's already lined up that way. They probably had a pretty good idea about that. Here we go. Lechtenberg will control the tip back court. It goes to Hallie Jones. And up the floor of the basketball comes Dacey Wood at the point. take it to the high post, to Lechtenberg, out to Sando, left side, three ball from the circle, up and good for the junior for Sacred Heart. 3-0, the Irish have the early lead in the ball game here in their first possession. We come the other way now with the basketball in the hands of the Pawnee City Indians. Pawnee City coming up the floor with it. Looking around on the right side with the ball knocked away over there from Kinsley Benson. Kinsley had it knocked away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to remain within Pawnee City. They'll trigger from the baseline. Looking. Oh, my, still looking. And we've got a five-second call. Kara Pierce just couldn't find anywhere to go. That's good defense by the Irish. And we got our first turnover of the ball game. So Daisy Witt will bring the ball up the floor here for the Irish. 3-0, Sacred Heart leads. Here is right side Witt down the corner. Lechtenberg fires cross court to Kraus. Kraus to the free throw line. Off to Witt for three. It's up. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Caroms off a couple of players. Comes down to Kinsley Benson for the Indians. Now on the right side, a drive. Pierce cut off. Knocked to the floor. Ball goes out of bounds. No whistle. And it's going to be... No, we do have a foul. Okay. All right. Foul is on who? I'm not sure who he called it on. The Irish don't have that number. They didn't put it up on the scoreboard. They were just resetting the clock. I don't know. Here's a long two-pointer up. No good. Rebound brought down by Addie Sisko. And she's fouled on the putback. Now we're going to have a foul. This one is going to go against Sacred Heart, Jennifer Lechtenberg. First foul of the ball game, and to the free throw line, Addie Sisko, 6'1 sophomore. Addie gets set, fires a high arcing shot, and lands on the rim. It won't go. Ball's out of there. She'll get a second one here. Sisko ready. Fires and got that one to go. We've got a 3-1 ball game. 3-1 the Irish lead. Quickly underway, D.C. Witt off the right side to Kraus. Left side now to the high post. Lechtenberg kicks it out to Kraus on the right side. Back to Witt for a three-pointer from the right side up. No. Rebound, Hallie Jones makes a move to the right. No, got her own rebound and got fouled. So Hallie Jones picks up a couple of rebounds. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul on Addie Sisko. First foul of the ball game on Pawnee City here tonight. So the Irish at the line trying to extend a two-point lead and in and out. No good for Hallie Jones. Yeah, I think it was 14 points and 12 rebounds Tuesday night against Auburn in an Irish win. Ready. On the way up, and front edge won't go. Rebound is knocked away. Inside, Cameron Ottersberg had it knocked away by Witt. It'll be Pawnee City basketball. 6:26 to go. Opening period at Pawnee City. Our girls action here tonight. Long pass up the floor, stolen away by Sando. Nobody home but the Irish defense. Kraus to Witt. Inside it goes. Lechtenberg kicks it back out. Her pass stolen away. Pierce with a takeaway and couldn't get stopped. She wanted to make a pass to a teammate. Turnover back the other way to Sacred Heart. So the Irish are coming back the other way. Off the floor on the right side. It'll be Kraus. Dorothy with it. To Witt. Sando inside high post. Lechtenberg kicks it back outside to the right. Kraus plays catch now down in the corner with it. Jones back to the top and take it high post again to Lechtenberg around defender to the hole with the left hand. Layup is good for Gentry Lechtenberg. 5-1 Sacred Heart. The Irish up by 4 here. Here's a steal in the backcourt by D.C. Witt. Throws the ball ahead to Sando. Left side, the elbow leaves it back for Witt. Looking at it, didn't take it. Sando will from that left side on the rim. Two hops, won't go, and the rebound brought down by Addie Sisko. Pawnee City running it the other way. Ottersberg to the front. Pulls up, pass back out, knocked away, stolen. Here's Witt on a run out the other end with the left hand, up and good. D.C. Witt makes it 7-1, saving hard at the 5-10 mark of quarter number one. To the front court comes a Kinsley Benson. Ball knocked loose, gets it away. Back to Benson. Shot up, no. Rebound to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg on the run between defenders. Left hand up. It's scooped in. Blocking foul before the shot, I believe. Blocking foul on Karen Pierce. Her first, team foul number two. No bucket for the Irish there. It remains 7-1. So inbounding will be Krause from the baseline. Goes across to the corner. Witt for three, too strong. Rebound comes off weak side to Emily Scatula. Scatula, front court with the ball. Now Erica Guerra checked into that last break for Pawnee City. Guerra gets the ball away. Moving into the paint, shot up, no good by Kinsley Benson. And a foul on the Irish this time on the shot. And that foul is going to be on Lechtenberg, and that's going to be on Gentry Lechtenberg. Her second foul already. We got 4:35 to go here in quarter number one. So off the bench for the Irish will come Ryan Westengard, a 5'6 freshman. Free throw up and rattles off and won't go. She'll get one more here. So here comes Ryan Westengard and also in Elise Reschke for the Irish. Lechtenberg sits down with a two foul and also coming out of the ball game for now, Dorothy Krause. Second free throw coming is up and is good for Kinsley Benson. One out of two, and it's now 7-2, the Irish lead. Witt will bring him in the, up the floor to the front court, off to Westengard on the right side, had it knocked loose. Scramble for the loose ball, and it's going to go to Pawnee City on the held ball on the alternating possession here. So we come back to the ball. Pawnee City with it. Inbounding the ball, coming up the floor. Kinsley Benson between the circles off the right side. Gives the ball up there for Ottersberg. Ottersberg out top, three-pointer on the way. No good by Garrett. Trying to save the ball in, unable to do it at Pawnee City. Good effort there by Cameron Ottersberg. Couldn't corral it. Ball rolls out the door. And it's Sacred Heart ball halfway through the first quarter, up 7-2. Sando, left side, high post to Reschke, back to Sando. Into Reschke, turns, fires it right side. And Westengard will shoot it and be fouled. Ball didn't go in. Foul on Pawnee City on Emily Scatula, her first. Team foul number three of this first quarter on Pawnee City. And at the line, Ryan Westengard to shoot a pair. On the way up, front edge, no good. She'll get another one here. So we come in the other way here. Now, free throw is up and good. Westengard with her first point. Makes it 8-2. Sacred Heart with the lead. To the front, off the right side, a three-pointer. Up and down for Emily Scatula. First field goal for Pawnee City. It's 8-5 now. So the Sacred Heart 6-point lead is now a 3-point lead. Sounder to the high post. And now over right side, Witt, three ball up, three ball, nothing but net from the right side of the circle. And it's 11-5, the Irish matching their biggest lead of this first quarter. A blocking foul on Sacred Heart. Kinsley Benson tried to step through a pair of defenders and a blocking foul on Elise Reschke, I believe. What do you call it on two? No. Yeah, Reschke, her first. First on Elise Reschke. Two team fouls to make it a three on the Irish here. Now at the other end, a bucket for three is up and good again. Here we go. Erica Guerra with the long bucket on the right side. It's 11-8 at the 3-minute mark of the first quarter. Krause to the front, off the right side with. Down in the corner, Westengard backs out with a dribble. Swing it around the left side, Kraus. Kraus to the top of the key. Back to the right side of the floor. Resch, you get a push in the back, was able to make the catch. Off the left side, Kraus drive. The shot is up. It's good. A whistle. We've got a foul, and we've got a bucket. Foul will be called on Annalise Catula, her second. Fourth foul of the quarter. Bucket is good for Kraus. Her first two of the night. Chance at a three-point play here. Up, off the back, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Pierce. Up the floor quickly to Guerra the other way. Guerra leaves it back out for Kara Pierce. Hands the ball off to Benson. Moving across the top of the key to the right side of the floor to drive by Guerra underneath, and she stepped on the end line out of bounds. They got Erica Guerra listed at 5'2". I think they might have stretched her a little bit when they did that measuring. We'll see. Inside to Hallie Jones. Her a little hook shot won't go. Good job of the defense by Addie Sisko. The Irish trying to save the ball in, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Pawnee City near midcourt here. With 2:10 to play in the first quarter. 13-8, Sacred Heart with a lead. Front court. Left side, off the ball goes to Ottersburg, now in the corner, three-pointer up, in and out, no good there by Benson. Put back on the rebound is no good underneath there, that was Ottersburg. And here come the Irish with the basketball. Witt had the ball, gets away to Kraus, back to Daisy Witt. The Irish work the ball over to Witt, three ball, right side of the rim, or right side of the circle, no good. Rebound out of bounds. Touch last by Sagan Hart off Reschke. And it's Pawnee City ball underneath the Irish bucket. Now Sagan Hart showing a little pressure here with a minute 37 to go in the first quarter. Up the floor with it. Benson inside the three-point line. Spins around. Passes off right side there for Gears. She's going to back up and fire it. No. Rebound to Pierce. Throws it up and a push foul on Sagan Hart on the floor. Before the shot, the foul is on Elise Reschke. Her second, she's in there for Lechtenberg, who already has two. So Reschke coming out, and back in comes Avery Sando for the Irish. All right, we'll reset here. Offense, it's Pawnee City ball. Bring the ball in, and a three-pointer off the inbound is up, and no good by Benson. And it's out of bounds, and it will belong to the Irish. Pawnee City brings in, we don't have that number. Who do they bring in here? That number's not even in the program. Let's find out who that is. Sorry about that. All right, Pawnee City on defense. Kraus puts it up on the right side, right blocked up. No, rebound weak side to Westengard. She follows it up, can't connect, and a foul. On Pawnee City. Pawnee City foul on Kinsley Benson, her first. So the Irish in the bonus anyway. Westengard free throw is up and good. She's now 2 out of 3 at the line. Has another one coming here. Free throw up and off the mark, no good. Long rebound out. Daisy Witt runs it down for the Irish. He is on the right side, Westengard, looking for Hallie Jones on the inside. They afraid to make the pass inside to the defender behind her. Now they go in there in a paint. Jones splits defenders, rolls it, it won't go, scramble for the rebound, held ball. That held ball will stay with Sacred Heart. 15 might be Healy Plager, that's my guess here. She's got a JV number. She's listed at 5'10". That'll be about right. And a freshman. Sagan Hart basketball inbounding. The Irish get it in. Out top to Kraus. 22 seconds on the shot clock. 31 on the game clock here in the first quarter. Right side, Westengard spins in. Leaves it to Kraus. She'll go out top with it against the zone defense. Pawnee City in a 14-8 ball game. Irish with the lead. Westengard backing in and a left-hand runner across the lane up. No good. Rebound, Ottersburg. 10 seconds for the Indians up the floor. Quickly they work the ball to Pierce. Leaves it back and a long three right in front of the iron bench. Knocked down by Erica Gura. That gives her six, and we get a good ball game after one. Ball City State earned 14, Pawnee City 11. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Sunny 101.3.
It is St. Art 14, Pawnee City 11, our girls game here after one quarter tonight at Pawnee City High School. The Indians have the basketball to start the second quarter at midcourt. Ball will be inbounded. Karen Pierce up the floor, cut off. Gives the ball back now to Benson. Benson drives to the paint. Guarded by Sando and hands it off there for Gatula. Back over on the left side with the ball again at Benson. Falling down, able to push the ball away to Pierce. She'll move the ball now over again left side and a skip pass across to Benson. Fake the shot, drives around the defender all the way to the hole. It's up, it's in. And the official says no basket. We got a push foul before the shot. Foul on St. Art Daisy Witt. First foul in the second quarter. Kara Pierce to inbound from the baseline. Bring the ball in and a three-pointer up and no good by Gatula. Long rebound. Weak side near the sideline. Picked up by Kara Pierce. Gives the ball out top to Gatula. She tried to dump it inside for Ottersburg. They can't connect. And the ball goes out of bounds. Three-point Irish lead. Lechtenberg on the bench with two fouls for the Irish. Also, Reschke on the foul on the bench with a pair for Sacred Heart. Inside to Jones. Kicks it out. Witt for three from the right side. It's up. It's down. And that is a second triple and 8 points in the game for Daisy Witt. It's 17-11. Sacred Heart. Here comes Pawnee City on the way, a drive to the basket, up, won't go. Shot put up there underneath by Benson, rebound to the Irish, we go the other way. Witt all the way to the basket, can't connect, it's out of bounds, a touch last by Pawnee City. Irish ball underneath their own basket here. Witt will trigger from the baseline. Directing traffic, getting everybody in the right place. Bringing in the middle to Jones, got underneath and got too far underneath the hoop. Coach Sanders says, wasn't that blocked? No foul called, no block called. Oh, and Pawnee City, well, they dropped the ball. Apparently they get to keep it. Inbound the ball to Kinsley Benson. She'll bring it up against Token pressure to midcourt. Now off the left side for Gatula. Driving in, dishes left side with the ball to Ottersburg. Back out on the left side, across into the paint, driving in there. Little out of balance that time. Ball lost out of bounds. Benson couldn't get a shot off, couldn't get it to a teammate. And here comes Sagan Hart to the front court. 6:20 to play in the first half. 17-11, Sagan Hart. Pass is tipped out of bounds by Kinsley Benson. Back into the game comes Erica Gira, the 5'2 sophomore. A couple of three-pointers in that first quarter for Pawnee City. Up the floor against the zone is Witt. Hands the ball off to Westengaard. To Witt. Drives to the top of the key. Over to Sando. Inside to Jones. Kicks it back across the lane. Westengaard drives into a double team and gets the ball for traveling. Turn the ball over to the Pawnee City Indians. We'll come the other way now with the ball is Pierce. Pierce to the front court, free throw line, keeps on going, down to the baseline. Dishes it back out on the right side to Benson. Benson, cross court, in the middle. Gatula, cut off, back to the top. That should be a two. It's on the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Hallie Jones of the Irish. Long pass up the floor to Kraus. She'll skip it back across. Now in the corner, Westengaard. Sando out between the circles with it. Right side, Witt against the 2-1-2 zone. Upon each city, Sando for three. Too strong. Rebound picked off by Sisko. Addy Sisko will get it away, and now up the floor. Ball tipped by Sando, but it gets through to Benson. She controls it. Back out top, Gatula. Cross court. Gira looking at three. Passes up. Drives down. Shoots on the rim. Won't go. Rebound, Addy Sisko in the middle and traveling call. Trying to jump up there. Pawnee City went up and came down with the basketball. 17-11, the Irish lead, 4:53 to go in the half. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
17-11, the Irish lead here. 4:53 left in the first half. Kraus will trigger it in. Witt will walk it up the floor here for Sacred Heart. Through the circle of midcourt, goes right. Goes high post. Lechtenberg came back in here with the two fouls. Inside to Jones, back to Lechtenberg, off balance, fell down, lost the ball, had it taken away by Pawnee City. Erica Gira coming up the floor with the basketball. Over on the left side, faking the three is Benson, driving to the paint up, no. Whistle and a foul on Sacred Heart on Daisy Witt. Now she's got two fouls for the Irish. Second foul of the quarter against Sacred Heart and at the line. For Pawnee City, I believe that's Benson. She'll turn a little bit, I'll tell you for sure. She sets, fires, it's up, and it's good. Now Kinsley Benson, now two out of three at the line, has one more coming here. 17-12, the Irish lead. Second free throw coming up. On the way up, and rattles, won't go, and the rebound to Lechtenberg, and off to the races are the Irish. Quickly ahead to Sando, stops, gives it back now. Witt to Sando for three from the left side, elbow, no. Rebound to Lechtenberg, she goes down to the floor trying to put it back up and in. No whistle, and Pawnee City's got the rebound. Up the floor comes Erica Gira. Gira up the floor, in the middle, shot up, no good by Ottersberg. Rebound to the Irish, to Lechtenberg, throws it ahead, Witt on the runout layup at the other end for Sacred Heart. AC Witt in double figures with 10 now, and the Irish have a 7-point lead. I believe that's their biggest lead of the ball game, 19-12. Driving it, Kara Pierce cut off, gives the ball up for Gira. Here, Ottersberg, and back to Pierce. Pierce, looking, dribbling, across the top of the lane. Out between the circles, comes back, keeps her dribble. off the right side, lining up at three is Benson. Doesn't take it, drives around the defender, shoots it. In the paint, no. Rebound, Witt throws it ahead, and Kraus with the layup at the other end is up and good. So the Irish getting out on the break, and now their lead has been extended to 9 and 21-12. We'll take a 30-second break with timeout on the floor, and we're back in Pawnee City in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
3:09 to go here in the first half. The Irish have a 21-12 lead. I'm chuckling to myself just a little bit. We're literally 6 feet from the Irish bench, and we have a little beauty salon action going on here. Some of the Irish managers, the very young girls, are working on the ponytails of a couple of the players in the game right now during the timeout. Straighten them out for it. And now we're ready to go. Every hair back in place and ready to roll. It's going to be Pawnee City basketball. They've got the length of the floor to get up here against Sigard's pressure defense, it looks like. Coming in with the ball, Emily Scatula gets it right back. Gets to the front court with the dribble, and off it goes to Garrett. Wide open, didn't take it. Passed the ball away to Gatula. Gatula dribbles into a double team, knock loose. Sato has it. Jones ends up with it. Her outlet knocked back. She got it back. Now it's Kraus to the front court for Sacred Heart. Irish need to settle down here a little bit and take control of the basketball. Now Kraus with it. Left side, Sato in the middle. Left block, driving in. Nice pass, Lechtenberg with a bounce pass across the lane. I think the defender got a hand on it and deflected it away from Hallie Jones out of bounds. Irish ball underneath the bucket with 2:35 to go in half number one. Ready to inbound will be Witt. Out top, Sando catches, shoots a three, no. Rebound, bump back out to the top. Kraus has got it, now to Witt. Back to Sando to the high post, free throw line. It goes Lechtenberg, goes into the left hand. Blocked, but foul. This foul is going to go on Addie Sisko. That'll be Addie's second. First foul of the quarter on Pawnee City, and Lechtenberg to the line for Sacred Heart. Gentry Lechtenberg, first trip to the line tonight. Gets set, fires, it's up, it's good. Lechtenberg on the year. At the free throw line, she kind of makes a living there. That's free throw attempt number 101 on the year. She's made now 65 of them. Free throw up and off the mark, no good. When she gets on a roll at the free throw line, it's just like a machine. She just never misses, and all of a sudden she'll miss several. Now, Erica Gira shot blocked. It came back to her. She fired it up in the paint. And draws the foul on Sacred Heart. Irish foul on Dorothy Kraus, her first. Couldn't tell if he said two or three. He said three. So it's Erica Guerra at the line for the first time tonight. She'll shoot a pair here. 6 points in the ball game. A couple of threes in the first quarter. And this one's off the back. No good. She will get another one here. Second free throw. Let's see. Out of the game comes Addie Sisko. Back in comes Haley Plager. Ready with the free throw. It's on the way up and good. Gira with 7 points makes it 22-13. Irish had a 10-point lead momentarily. Now out top. Sando, three ball, right side. Got it. Avery Sando with her second long ball tonight has 6 points. The Irish are up by 12, their biggest lead of the ball game. To the front court, Garrett. cross court now to Danella Garrett. And now a drive up and a bucket good for Emily's Gatula. She's got 5 points. So now we've got into the game Danielle Gira along with Lechtenberg. Throws it in to Jones. Missed it underneath. Hit the bottom of the rim. Couldn't hang on to it. And it's Bonnie City basketball. Up the floor with it. Now they go to Danielle Gira. Shot away. Up no good by Erica Gira. Rebound brought down by Hallie Jones. Jones ahead. Witt. Now to Sando. Back to Witt. Top of the key. Off the left side. Krause. 1:08 to go. Inside Lechtenberg. Up and good from the left hand. She's got 5 and a little two-footer there. Here's a pass. Stolen away by Krause. Throw it ahead. Lechtenberg drives in. No foul call. A lot of contact. Rebound came down, and Daisy Witt puts it back up and in. She's got 12 in the game, and the lead now is 14 with 45 seconds to go in the half. With it, Erica Gira out top, around the back she goes. Now to the top of the circle, Danielle Gira. Danielle, Erica, pulls up, throws it inside. Plager had it knocked loose, and it's off her hand. Hallie Jones with a good defense. And it will be Sagan Heart basketball.
Alex, high-low is going to be there.
All right, ready to roll. Irish ball. Coming up the floor we go. 23 seconds. The shot clock is off here. AC Witt stands in the midcourt circle. Counting down the clock. 14 seconds to go. And now Witt moving to the right side. Witt throws it into the middle to Lechtenberg. 5 on the clock. Throws it up. Won't go. She got it back. Throws it up. Won't go again. Lechtenberg with her 5th rebound. And the foul will go on Haley Plager. Her first team foul, number 2 of the second quarter. That mine? Oh, God. Come the other way. Lechtenberg, free throw up, no good. Gentry, 5 points, now 1 for 3 at the line. Eric Ness, the Lechtenberg, just came by with a plate full of soup and rolls and sandwiches here. I hope it's his. I don't have time for that right now. Probably not at halftime either. All right, Lechtenberg ready, free throw up, and off the front, no good. Rebound finds its way back to Lechtenberg, and she fires up a triple, and it goes. So she missed the 2 free throws. The ball finds its way back to her, and she elevates a 3, and in it goes before the buzzer at halftime. It's Ball City's Sacred Heart 32, Bonnie City 15. 32-15. The Irish have the lead at half. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
A new year is the perfect time to schedule your annual wellness check. Nemaha County Hospital is here to help you stay proactive about your health. Regular checkups can catch small issues before they become big problems. Call today to schedule your appointment and make your health a priority in 2025. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime in Pawnee City on this Friday night, and it's Singer Girls leading the Pawnee City Indians 32-15, mostly in part to a 14-3 second period. The Irish out scoring, or rather 14-15. I'll figure it out. It was an 18-4 second quarter. Holy cow. Can't add, can't subtract. 18-4, the Irish outscored Pawnee City in the second quarter. It's 14-11 after one quarter. Scoring for Pawnee City, they have five for Emily's Catula. Kinsley Benson has a couple at the free throw line. Seven for Erica Guerra and one for Addie Sisko. They're 4 of 8 at the free throw line. Emily's Catula has two fouls. Nobody else with more than one for Pawnee City. But the Irish in the first half, they spread it out pretty well. Dacey Woods got a dozen in the first half, including a couple of three balls. Gentry Lechtenberg, 8 points, despite sitting for quite a bit of the first half with fouls. It is 6 for Avery Sandler and a couple of long ones. Dorothy Krause has 4, 2 for Ryan Westengard at the free throw line. And that's it for the Irish. They are 3 out of 11 only at the free throw line. Gentry Lechtenberg, Elise Reschke, D.C. Witt with two fouls apiece for Sacred Heart in the first half of this game tonight here at Pawnee City. So that's where we're at here at halftime. Sacred Heart 32, Pawnee City 15, and that's where we are at the moment. Right now we'll take a break. We're going to hear from our sponsors. Say thanks to them when you see them for helping us bring you high school basketball coverage here on Sunny 101.3. Then we'll check with the weather. See if the weatherman is going to give us a high-temperature weekend or a low-temperature weekend and what he's going to do for the rest of next week. Should be interesting. We'll be back in a few minutes with second-half action on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4 to 6 year old? Sign up for the Shadow Moody Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts. Starting February 3rd, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of taekwondo and defense against bullies. Campers get a t-shirt and a board break. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Moody Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. 402-380-3383.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy tonight with a low temperature of 22 degrees and light west winds. Saturday, cloudy with a high temperature of 37 and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, partly sunny, with high temperature around 31 and west winds around 5 miles an hour. Monday, sunshine, with a high temperature of 42 degrees and winds out of the southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine, and the warming trend continues with a high around 47 degrees, with west winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunshine, with a high temperature of 43 degrees. Thursday, sunny to start the day, chance of showers in the afternoon, with a high temperature of 41 degrees. Thursday night into Friday, chance of rain changing over to snow, and then changing back to rain Friday afternoon, with temperatures in the upper 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website, alfea.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfea.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at mustangseeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Sunny
101.3. We're welcoming you back here to halftime in Pawnee City, where we have a 32-15 score around the area. Nebraska City girls leading Auburn at the end of the first half night, 23-2. Ooh, ouch. Nebraska City beat Falsey last night, or leading Auburn 23-2 at the end of the first half night. Johnson Brock girls at halftime leading Exeter Milligan Friend 39-10 tonight. All right, we're ready to go here. Now we know the answer. All right, 32-15. It's Sagerhart basketball. They'll go right to left toward the east bucket here. That is the rudest horn we ever hear right there. That one here, Pawnee City. Man, that thing is loud. All right, bring the ball in. Daisy Witt from Krause. Dorothy gets it right back. Zoned up is Pawnee City, and Witt will fire a triple off the front edge. No good. Fighting for the basketball were Jones and Lechtenberg. It ends up in the hands of the Indians and a held ball that will go to Pawnee City. Pawnee City playing tonight in this game without, it looks like, Maddie Oliver, 5'8 junior. She's got a big wrap on her hand and wrist tonight. She's normally a starter. Come the other way, and Pawnee City can't connect on the pass. Tried to go to the sideline to Karen Pierce. The pass went zig, and she went zag, and the ball goes up in the stands on the far side. Now to the front court, Daisy Witt for the Irish. Right side, Sando. High post with it. Lechtenberg traveled. She found herself way more open than she thought she was going to be, and traveled with the basketball. She got his coach Sando a smile a wry smile as she goes down the floor. I didn't think it'd be that, be somebody there. Krause goes for a steal, comes up empty up the floor with the basketball on the right side. It goes now to Ottersberg, and Lechtenberg knocks the ball out of bounds on the Pawnee City bench. With 22 seconds to go on the shot clock here in the first minute of action in the second half tonight. Pawnee City trigger in front of their bench. Out top, knocked away, stolen by Avery Santo. She's pushed from behind. The ball goes ahead. Lechtenberg will stop and pop it from 10 feet. Missed it short. Ball saved in by Witt, but it's controlled by Kinsley Benson for Pawnee City. Kinsley will give it up now to Emily Scatua, and they're picked by Witt. Layup of the left hand of the other end, no. Two Pawnee City players there to rebound the ball, and here comes Kara Pierce the other way again. Well, both coaches are going to be a little unhappy when they watch some of the video of this game. Here's a shot, no good. The rebound comes down to Addie Sisko, and as she goes for the putback, she's going to be fouled here by Hallie Jones with a push from behind. First foul of the half of the third quarter, I guess I should say. Hallie's first. And at the line, Addie Sisko, 1-for-2 on the night. Sets, fires, and it hit the flat iron, went straight up. It wouldn't go in the hole. She'll get another one here. Sisko, a 6'1" sophomore. Second one up. Good. Switch that one home. And it's 32-16. All right, Witt with the basketball coming to the front court here for Sacred Heart. Santo to Witt into the high post. Lechtenberg elevates it short. Rebound on the floor. Kinsley Benson will pick it up. Hand the ball away to Annalise Catula. Annalise up the right side. Stops. Looks over to the left side now again to Benson. Kinsley coming around the right side. Passes off and a three-pointer or two-pointer on the way up and good. It's a two-pointer. For Emily Scatula, she's got 7 in the ball game. It's 32-18. 2 minutes gone by here in quarter number 3 tonight upon East here in girls' game. Witt to Krause, inside, Lechtenberg, back out top on the right side to Santo for 3. Her third triple of the ball game. She's got 9. The lead is 17, matching the biggest lead of the night for the Irish. Inside, we've got a held ball. Reaching in there, one of the Irish defenders, I think it was Santa, the referee had me blocked out. And on the alternating possession, the Irish get the basketball. So the Irish will inbound, and here comes Dacey Witt up the floor with the ball. To the front, Krause back to Witt. Works left, throws right over the top, Krause inside Lechtenberg to the hole, right side, no, Jones the rebound, got her leg tangled up, one of the Pawnee City Indians goes to the floor and draws a foul. Foul on Addie Sisko will be her third, first foul of the half on Pawnee City. 5:21 left here in the period, 35-18, and at the line, Hallie Jones, 1-for-2 in the ball game, fires, and off the back, too strong. She'll have another one here. Pawnee City brings in Erica Guerra. Back in is Haley Plager. Sisko will sit, and Kinsley Benson will sit out. So Hallie Jones gets ready, the sophomore. Dribbles it, spins it, flies it toward the hoop, and buries it. Nothing but the bottom of the hole that time. Her second point of the night, and it's 36-18, Sacred Heart. To the front court of the basketball, Erica Guerra leading the way with 7 points. Drives to the paint, shoots, and got it. As we said, they've got Erica listed at 5'2". I think that's pretty generous. And timeout call by Sacred Heart, leading 36-20. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome welcome you back here to Pawnee City High School, the home of the Indians. 36-20, the Irish took the timeout here. Coach Luke Santa wanting to talk it over. There's the first buzzer. And here we go. Pawnee City still huddled up here. Here we go. Here they come. Coach Luke Santo is not overly happy at the moment with the way things are going, even though he's got a 16-point lead. It's Irish basketball. Lechtenberg inside to Jones. Layup. Nice lob over the top, and Hallie Jones has her first points of the night, her first field goal. She's got three now, and it's an 18-point lead for the Irish, their biggest lead of the ball game. Here comes the Indians. Driving in is Erica Guerra. Can't get it. Ball shot up. No. Plager gets the rebound. Rebounded by Gatula. And a foul on Gatula on the shot. And that one is going to go on Hallie Jones, her second. Second foul of the quarter and at the line. Annalise Gatula, 7 points, looking for eight. It's on the way up and no good. Still looking for eight. Avery Sando will sit down here. Halftime, they were working on her thumb a little bit. Like she might have jammed it at some point. First half, maybe. Second free throw up and good. One out of two for Annalise Gatula. Makes it 38-21. Sagenhart with the ball to the front court. Krause to Witt. Witt and Krause now back down. They go to Hallie Jones. Knocked away out of bounds. Good defense there. Scrapping around. Annalise Gatula knocks the ball away out of bounds. Irish ball underneath their own basket. Triggering will be Gentry Lechtenberg, and her pass kind of lobbed in there for Elise Reschke, who checked into the game, and it got batted out of bounds on the, this time it's going to be on the side. No, it's on the baseline, right on the sideline. Okay, I get it. Lechtenberg takes the inbound to Reschke, back to Lechtenberg, down the left side with the left hand. It won't go. Rebound picked up by Plager. Plager and a long pass ahead up the floor now. Turnaround in the lane. No, by Ottersberg, and a foul on the Irish. Foul on 35. Hallie Jones now has three fouls, and that's the third foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. At the line, Cameron Ottersberg shooting two. Up, no. Free throw line has not really been kind to either team here in this ball game. Ryan Westengart checking in, the freshman for Hallie Jones here, who sits down with three fouls now. Ready at the line again, Cameron Ottersberg, 5'6 senior. It's up, it's off the back, no. Rebound to Lechtenberg for the Irish. Long pass up the floor. Krause drives to the hole, shoots it, scores it, and one. Made the bucket, got fouled. Foul will go on Plager. Haley picks up her second. Team foul number two of the quarter. Krause with the bucket has six. Got a free throw coming here, trying to make it a three-point play, and she does. Rattled it in and out, and back in it went. And the Irish now up by 19, their biggest lead on the night. It was 20. Oh, they just pounded it, which is now at the point of, okay, it's up by 20, I'm sorry. They didn't put that point on the board for me. That's the floor. Guerra turns the corner and lost the ball off her leg or knee or something. What do we got on the floor? Other than that little kid running across the floor, what do we got? I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that was. Oh, well. All's well now. Here we go. Westengart to Witt. Westengart, left side elbow, looking inside for Lechtenberg. Ball knocked loose by Pawnee City's Karen Pierce. And it's Irish ball again, this time on the side, right next to the baseline. Ready. Weston guard to trigger. In to Elise Reschke. Back to Weston guard. In the middle for three. It's up. It's good for DC Witt. Witt with 15 in the game. It's 7 in the second quarter. But now the Irish are up by 23. 3:20 to play here in the third quarter. Off the left side, the ball goes to Gatula. And Annalise gets whistled for trial before she can get rid of the ball to a teammate there. Addie Sisko back in for Pawnee City in place of Cameron Ottersberg. All right, Irish basketball. Up the floor comes Witt over to Kraus. Cross court, Westengard, three ball, left side of the circle. Off the glass, no. Rebound to Kraus, no. Rebound to Elise Reschke. She takes out to Kraus. Now down low on the block. Lechtenberg tried to turn and shoot. She ends up on the deck. No whistle. The ball comes loose, and it's Addie Sisko that rolls it out of there. Now ahead it goes to Gira. On the baseline, goes around one defender, past another, passes across the lane, two-pointer, up and good, and I believe that was Gatula. Now with 10. For Pawnee City, it's 44-23, the Irish lead. To the top, the Irish have the ball. Witt plays catch with Kraus. Lechtenberg playing the high post, down to Reschke. Double gets it out of there to Kraus on the right side of the elbow. Back to the top, Witt. Free throw line area. Gentry Lechtenberg out to Westengard. She forces her way in. Made a nice pass down on the baseline and was fouled. And she went in and Coach Luke Snell said, hey, that was a shot. He knows as well as everybody else in here. It was a pass, but this foul is called. You got to try to see if you can fool that guy in the striped shirt once in a while. 2:03 to go in the quarter. Irish up 44-23. Witt looking to inbound, does to Westengard. Back to Witt. Daisy comes cross court to Kraus. She's tripped and a whistle and a foul on Pawnee City. Foul on Kinsley Benson. Her second. Team foul number 4 of the quarter on the Indians. The boys' game will follow this for about 20 minutes after the conclusion here tonight on Sunny 101.3. Avery Sando in there for the Irish. Brings it in off the baseline. Takes the pass back. Three ball, no. Westengard the rebound. Her pass out. Tipped loose. Knocked loose. Out of bounds by Erica Gira. Say her ball on the side, the far side of the floor from us. Sando in, high post now. Lechtenberg turns, fires, in and out, wouldn't go. Rebound controlled by the Pawnee City Indians. Navia Blacka got a hold of it. Burt now out top. Gatula drives right, leaves it off. Takes the ball away to Erica Gira. And a drive toward the bucket, up, no, by Benson, loose ball, picked off by the Irish. Here they come the other way now. It is Daisy Witt with a minute 15 to go in the third. Taking inside, and now back out Sando for three from the elbow on the right side. Good. She's got a dozen. That's four triples in the ball game for Avery Sando. That gives her 36 on the year. And now we get a turnover the other way. On Pawnee City, the lead is now 24 for Sacred Heart. 47-23, 61 seconds left here in the third quarter. Let's see, Cisco's out, Plager's in for Pawnee City. Kraus is out for the Irish. Reschke, Westinger, oh, there she is. Emily Tubbs checks in, a 5'5 sophomore, okay. Emily is the player that came in, all right. Sounder to the front, 30 on the shot clock, that's still in play here late in the quarter. Westengard to Sando. Pass it off to Tubbs, back to Sando, left side. Westengard, three ball, parries it. freshman will drop it in. So a three-pointer for Ryan Westengard gives her 5 points. That's her first field goal of the night. Here's a two-pointer short at the other end. No good. Put up there by Benson. Long rebound to Westengard. Running it out the other end. And as she goes for the layup, she will be fouled by Pawnee City. And we'll go to the line to shoot two, one way or the other. That foul on Madeline Gatula. Checked in there on the break. Snuck in on me. And almost too close to the scorer's table and the players here. You know, I see what's going on. We're up above a little higher. We can see more action. What's going on? Here is the free throw up off the back. No good for Ryan Westengard. She's now 2 out of 5 at the line. Has 5 points in the ball game. Addie Sisko back in for Pawnee City. 24 and a half seconds to go in the third quarter. Sehart up 50-23. And the free throw is good. 51-23. The Irish are ahead by 28. To the front we go. Pawnee City with the basketball. Leave the ball off on the left side. Benson. Cross court. Pierce. On the wing. Back in the middle. In the circle. Driving down the lane. Forced it up there. Benson won't go. Lechtenberg the rebound. 2 on the clock. Drives and got fouled with 0.8 left in the half, or in the third quarter, excuse me. Pawnee City foul on Karen Pierce, her second. And that puts Gentry Lechtenberg back in line. Has 8 points in the ball game tonight. Averaging 15, is that right? Looking at it here, free throw up, no good. On the year, averaging 15 and a half points a game. Missed the first one. She's now missed 4 in a row. Second one on the way. And good for the senior. Now she's got 9, and it's 52-23. And that ends our third quarter. Sacred Heart, the big third period, scores 20 points. They lead it after 3, 52-23. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee.
Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. That's what's left in this ball game. Sagart leading 52-23 in our girls' varsity action here tonight. Boys will follow. Pawnee City basketball inbounded to Kinsley Benson on the right side of the floor. The home team, Pawnee City Indians, trailing the Irish. Pawnee City 4-9 on the year. Again, playing tonight without Maddie Osborne. Take the ball around the left side. They're going to work the ball around. Shot clock down to 15 seconds, and now a bounce pass in to Addie Sisko, and we've got a reach in. We've got a held ball. No, we get a foul. And that's Gentry Lechtenberg, and that's going to be her third. Hit 2 in the first quarter. Played the second and third quarter without a foul. All right, reset the shot clock. Okay. Ready to go. From the baseline, bring the ball into Ottersburg. Out around the printer, Pierce on the left side. Pierce drives the ball over and now gets it away to Benson, drives the paint, swiped away by Sando. Avery going in and got pushed as she's getting ready to elevate the ball towards the hoop, and she'll go to the line to shoot 2 here. Sandra, 12 points in the game tonight. First trip to the free throw line. Foul on Ottersberg, her first, and the first foul of the quarter. Well, they didn't give that. They didn't call that free throw. Excuse me. The ball comes in, and a three-pointer from the corner missed there by Witt. Now at the other end, ball is turned around, shot up, no good by Ottersberg, and the rebound to Lechtenberg. Oh, I apologize. I thought they were, she was walking the free throw line. She thought she was shooting as well. Instead, they call it inbounds. Now what do we got? Pawnee City basketball. They're letting, it's pretty rough at times in this game. A few things going away you would think are fouls once in a while. Not only doing a bad job, it's about the same both ways. It's just kind of a rough game. Take the ball inside, hand the ball off, and a little six-footer up and good for Cameron Ottersberg. Her first two of the night makes it 52-25. The Irish lead it. Take the ball over on the right side. Sando with it. Guarded there. Pawnee City. Kind of guarding her pretty close now in a 2-3 zone. She passes off, gets it back. Three ball. Well short this time. The ball ends up out of bounds. Hit a ball to the Indians with 6:17 to go in quarter number four here tonight. Up the floor with the ball. Here comes the Pawnee City Indians. Erica Guerra with it. Off the left side for Gatula. Gatula cross court. Down on the right side. Guerra three ball. Off the mark on the flat iron. Won't go. Rebound. Irish fighting it all the way out of bounds. Can't control it. All of our games on the MSC Radio app. You can put that on your cell phone. You can put that on your computer. Whatever device you use. And you can get all of our radio stations anywhere in the world, MSC Radio app. Here's a three ball for Pawnee City, up no good by Gatula. And on the rebound off the miss, the ball's out of bounds off of the Pawnee City girls. So here we come back, Pawnee City on the defense, and the Irish have the basketball, up by 27. Front court, right side, Sando back to Witt. High post to Lechtenberg, went through her hands, hit her in the forehead, and Pawnee City comes away with the basketball. Up the floor, going to be Guerra over to the left side of the floor to Gatula. Elise back to Guerra, looking for somewhere to go with a pass. Now they try the middle, flashing through there, in and out, won't go for Cameron Ottersberg. Rebound to Lechtenberg. And she'll bring it up the floor, throws it to Witt on the side. Nearly threw it away into the Irish faithful over there on that far south side. Krause with it, dribbles, looks, throws through the defense. Sando for three, too strong, rebound off of Pawnee City. Looked to me like it hit the foot of one of the Pawnee City girls and went out of bounds. They couldn't catch up with it. The Sacred Heart will have it on the baseline about 5 feet in from the side. Lechtenberg will trigger. She'll get it in there to Witt. Out top, Krause. In the circle. Down in the corner, Sando. They jump out on her before she can fire the long one. Now back out. Sando from Witt. Left side of the floor. Irish trying to get the ball inside. They flash through that paint. They wanted to make passes in there, but defense has been pretty good in this zone for Pawnee City, really, despite being down by 27. Hallie Jones drives down the lane to the right hand. Up, no. Rebound off to Pawnee City. And up the floor comes Erica Guerra. Left side she goes and passes the ball away to Emmeline Gatula. Emmeline. Witt takes it away. There's a mugging on Kara Pierce. Kara reached there and said, I want that basketball. Knocked it away, but got too much arm. Timeout on the floor. 52-25. The Irish lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Flu season is here. But did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines. JCHOSP.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
52-25, Sayhart girls with a big lead here in the fourth quarter, 4:14 left. Referee is counting players. Came up with five apiece. Irish ball between the scorer's table and the Pawnee City bench. Here we go, high post. Lechtenberg kicks it out to Kraus. She'll drive the wing, throws it over the top. Sano for two this time, up and good for about 15 feet. Avery Sano now with 14 in the ballgame, and it's 54-25, Irish. To the front, Erica Guerin off to Gatula. They play catch out top. Pass knocked away, stolen away by Daisy Witt. They tried to throw over the top. And now Witt to the front. Right side to Kraus. Clock down to 3:35 to go in the ball game. Lechtenberg look back out to Sando. Three ball again on the rim. No. Rebound, Cameron Ottersberg. Ottersberg coming up the floor with it. Right side, pass it around the perimeter. Into the middle with the shot up. Ottersberg, no. Rebound, foul. Shot was put up by Addie Sisko and Gentry Lechtenberg. Tried to block the shot, came away with a foul, her fourth. Second foul of the period on the Irish. Addie Sisko with the line, 2 out of 4 tonight. Free throw up, short, no good. There comes Elise Reschke, Emily Tubbs, and Ryan Westengard for the Irish. Pawnee City brings in Nevaeh Blacka back in there to catch some more numbers here. Madeline Gatula back in. Free throw won't go. Rebound grabbed by Daisy Witt for the Irish. She'll give it to Sando. Also in there is Bree Gear, a 5'3 sophomore for Pawnee City. And 12, Nevaeh Blacka, we had her. Oh, 23, Taylan Blacka. Taylan Blacka in the ball game. And the Irish lose the handle on the basketball. Blacka comes away with a steal with 2:50 to go. To the front court and run along with the girl for Pawnee is Sigart's Hallie Jones. Gets called for her fourth foul. Third foul of the quarter, so no free throws yet. 2:48 left in this one. Bring the ball in, handled by Taylan Blacka. She'll pass away to Nevaeh Blacka. They play catch, now work it out top, and the ball loose momentarily, recovered by Taylan Blacka. Out on the right side, three-pointer up, no good by Bree Gira. And the ball comes off the rim and heads for the exit. Out of bounds, Irish basketball. Sando up the floor. They've been left to put in the game. They only got eight suited up. I didn't count. They only got eight players suited up tonight. So here we come with it. Sando out top. Westengard, three ball in and out. No good. Rebound controlled momentarily by Sisko. Ends up in the hands of Bree Gira. 1:59 to play. More players coming in here for Pawnee City. Turnaround left-hander is up. No good by Blacka. Foul, no rebound. Addie Sisko had it. Lost her balance. Ball goes out of bounds. Allie Jones checks out for Sacred Heart as Tubbs is back in. No, she was already in. Dorothy Kraus checks back in. Left side to Tubbs, now high post, Reschke in the corner. Westengard back out top. Sando around a defender, pulls up, 12-footer, no. Rebound grabbed by Bree Gira for Pawnee City with 90 seconds to go. Gira ahead on the left side to Madeline Gatula. Now they swing it around and out of bounds the pass goes on the far side of the floor with a minute 22 to go. 54-25, the Irish all over with a shouting here in this one, it looks like. To the front court, Kraus, the Weston guard. Dribbles out toward the middle. Back to Kraus, back to Weston guard. Dribbles up to a double team. Pawnee City reached in, stole the ball. That was Madeline Gattulo, and Madeline got the ball. She ripped it away, lost her balance, gets called for traveling. Irish ball with a new 35 on the clock and a minute four to play. Right side, Kraus through traffic, short on the shot, no good. Rebound is picked up, grabbed by Haley Plager. To the front court we go, Pawnee City basketball. The boys will follow this one. Here's a three-pointer up and off the mark. No good, looks good. Blanca couldn't get it. Rebound up. Scramble for the loose ball rebound. Picked up finally by Westengard. Outlet to Kraus up the floor on the right sideline. 30 seconds to go. And Westengard fires a long one off the no good. Shot clock is off. And the Irish throw it over to Tubbs. Too tall on the pass. Off her fingertips. Out of bounds it goes. 20 seconds left. Pawnee City bringing into the game via Blackett one more time here. Bring the ball inbound, and coming up the floor will be Bree Guerin. Out on the right side, three-pointer off the mark, no good by Taylan Blackett. Rebound to Villa, fires for three, no good. Rebound to Sando. 54-25 is going to be our final score. The Irish get their 15th win of the year. Final score, 54-25. We'll wrap this one up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Fast Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Fast Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence and providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3.
Final score of girls game, Sacred Heart improved to 15-2 with a 54-25 win over Pawnee City. The Lady Indians now 4-10 on the year. It was a three-point game after one quarter. The Irish broke it open in the second quarter, outscoring the Pawnee City squad 18-4 in that second period, and 20-8 in the third quarter to pull away for the 29-point victory. Scoring for Pawnee City tonight, Emily Scatula leads the way with 10, 9 for Erica Guerra, and it's 2 each for Kinsley Benson, Cameron Ottersberg, and Addie Sisko. They went 6-16 at the free throw line. For the Irish in the ball game tonight, the leading scorer is Avery Santa. The leading scorer is Daisy Witt with 15. Next was Avery Santa, who had 14 in the game. 9 for Gentry Lechtenberg, 7 for Dorothy Kraus, 6 for Ryan Westengard, and 3 for Hallie Jones tonight. The Irish 7 out of 18 at the free throw line in this ball game. So your final score is 54-25, the win to the Sacred Heart Lady Irish. The boys are out getting ready to warm up. They're sweeping the floor here. After they get that done, they'll start the 20-minute clock, and we'll be ready to roll here in a little bit. So we'll be back here probably in about 15 or 20 minutes. MJ, hang on back there. I'll holler at you when we're getting ready to go here They get the clock started. We're back with the boys, Sigler and Pawnee City, coming up in a little bit on Sunny 101.